This is WHYY's Morning Edition on 90.9. Good morning. At 6:45, I'm Jennifer Lynn. Yesterday, President Trump fired FBI Director James Comey. And just last week, U.S. Senator Chris Coons of Delaware sat in on Comey's testimony before the Senate Judiciary Committee, during which Comey defended his decision to tell Congress in October that he was revisiting the Bureau's investigation into Hillary Clinton's emails. This morning, Senator Coons joins us live. He's a Democrat on both the Senate Judiciary Committee and the Foreign Relations Committee. He's on the phone on his train ride to Washington. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning, Jennifer. Great to be on with you.
Was James Comey fired because of his handling of the investigation into Hillary Clinton's emails or his oversight of the investigation into alleged Russian involvement in the U.S. election last year?
Well, that's the question that I think we need to get to the bottom of in Washington. The letters that were sent to FBI Director Comey and to the leaders of the Senate explaining President Trump's abrupt firing of the FBI director solely cite his handling of Hillary Clinton's emails and the investigation into them last summer. But the idea that President Trump abruptly decided he needed to fire the FBI director because he was concerned over how Hillary Clinton was mistreated in the election strains credibility.
It's the timing of this that has everyone asking why now, and I pose that to you. Why now?
Well, one possibility is that grand jury subpoenas have just been issued by the FBI investigation into possible collusion between the Trump campaign and Russian intelligence or Russian leadership. Another possibility, of course, is that the president had simply lost confidence in the FBI director. The timing seems very suspect, and both Republican and Democratic senators have raised questions about the timing and the justification.
Do you see anything in President Trump's justification of firing Comey that leads you to believe this was the right move?
Well, I also raised questions and concerns about Comey's actions in his hearing before the Judiciary Committee last week. I said to him, it's now clear that there was an ongoing FBI investigation into both President Trump's campaign and Hillary Clinton's emails in the weeks before the election, yet you, Director Comey, chose to comment on only one, not both or neither. And it would have been in keeping with FBI policy to comment on neither. I didn't get a satisfying answer to that. And as the president knows, there are many Democrats who were critical of Director Comey for his involvement in the campaign. He still had the confidence of a majority of the Senate, because he is a career independent law enforcement leader, and he was only 3 years into his 10-year term. So I think his firing came as a complete surprise to the Senate and certainly to the law enforcement community.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer and others are calling for a special prosecutor into furthering the investigation into Russian meddling. Is that the right move?
I think we have to do everything we can to get to the bottom of why this firing occurred and to reassure the American public that they can have confidence in the FBI. This may be the time. In fact, I think it is time for us to call for a special counsel to manage the FBI investigation into possible collusion between the Russians and the Trump campaign so that the public can have confidence that we actually get to the bottom of this.
Senator Coons, are there Republicans you can speak with to see if a call for a special prosecutor will come from congressional Republicans?
Yes, there's several Republican senators I work well with, I'm friends with, and I look forward to reaching out to them today.
And what's the next step in the probe of possible Russian ties to our election? Will anything get lost in translation if an independent prosecutor picks up the reins?
Well, the Senate Intelligence Committee has been functioning well on a bipartisan basis. They had been cooperating with the FBI under Director Comey. That's one of my concerns, is that the Senate Intelligence Committee may now find it harder to get access to relevant and appropriate documents and intelligence. The House Intelligence Committee got off track quite a bit when its Republican leader, Congressman Nunez, made a unusual excursion to the White House to take up their cause back when President Trump was, without any foundation whatsoever, claiming that Obama had had Trump's phones tapped in Trump Tower during the campaign. So the House Intelligence Committee is just now sort of getting back on track. The Senate Intelligence Committee and the FBI Counterintelligence Division are doing separate investigations. We need to take every step we can to reassure the American public and law enforcement that they will be able to conduct these investigations independently.
And final thing, Jeff Sessions advised President Trump to fire Director Comey. And Sessions had recused himself from any connection to the Russian story. That seems in conflict, doesn't it?
It does. In fact, it seems just a baldly inappropriate move for the Attorney General to be the one who recommended the firing of Comey, given that Comey was leading the agency that was in the middle of an investigation into the president and his campaign. It was exactly that issue, possible collusion between the Trump campaign and the Russians, that caused Attorney General Sessions to recuse himself from that investigation. This is a clearly inappropriate step by the Attorney General.
All right. Senator Coons, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Jeff.
U.S. Senator Chris Coons, a Democrat from Delaware, he sits on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee and Senate Judiciary Committee, speaking with us this morning on WHYY's Morning Edition.